Hey sisters, Sister Amen from don'tperish.com. Hey, I thought I would share something with you, just a thought I was having. So we're in this town that we're familiar with, and we go to this park here. It's kind of like a little refuge to be able to park for the day, get a bunch of things done. They have water spigots all over so I can wash all the clothes I want. So I did that a lot yesterday. Catching up online things. I need to do some sewing, and they have picnic tables here. So that kind of helps have a nice table, big one, which is kind of a little tricky in the van to get things done, but that's okay. It's just an added blessing to have a table to lay things out to try to sew and cut. I'm sure you sisters know what I'm talking about. But anyway, they have this really nice park here, and it kind of goes in a big circle where the drive is, so you can kind of walk around. And yesterday, I took a walk in the morning, and they're putting up all their Christmas, what do you want to call it, decorations, where they light them up, and then at night people drive through and look at them. And so anyway, oh, here comes Brother Tupos. He was meeting me. I walked over here a few blocks from where we parked last night. So anyway, they're putting up these Christmas things, and I'm not sitting there looking at them, but I happened to see one of them, and I was like, what does that say on there? It said, Jesus is the reason. And you know what? It brought back a memory to me, and I was thinking about this, how awesome God is. The seed of truth that was always in me that I was looking for. I had the seed of truth that God created the world, that Christ died for our sins. But the truth I didn't have was why everybody kept living in sin, and nobody who went to church had any answers for me for this hopeless life we were in and confusion and all that. So anyway, throughout my life, I always had this deep burning wonder and wanting and yearning to know the truth about this creator who created us. Because I was raised being told that the Bible is a book written by men. It's just a history book. And the churches, you know, they don't teach you anything. They just pretty much lie to you. They teach you just a little bit to be confusing. And when you ask questions, nobody has any answers. And so, praise God, he didn't let that burn out in me. I was always looking and wondering about this creator. And so as my life went on and I grew into the corporate world, my life was getting really horrible by then. I was buried in my sins. I hated life. I hated myself. I hated my sins. And looking for a truth. And I had this pin. So picture this. I'm in the corporate world, flying around the country, running meetings, doing all this stuff, managing departments and things, and looking and dressing, acting like a harlot. Everybody thought I was like one of the wildest people around. But every Christmas season, I would put this pin on, and it said, Jesus is the reason for the season. And I wanted to share with you, sisters, how God can nurture a seed if you don't let go of it and if you don't let your mind be seared, your conscience be seared. Years and years ago, when I was on my own and raising children, meaning outside of the house of my family, I used to wonder, you know, if this is all about Jesus, why is everybody giving us each other gifts? And why isn't anybody even talking about Jesus? So when I was out on my own and having a family, I would bake a cake. A birthday cake for Jesus every year on Christmas Day. And yeah, I was doing all the other stuff, but I always wondered behind it. And I got to say, Christmas was one of the seasons I just really detested. All the money everybody spent. I love the lights, and you know, you get in that strange spirit, whatever that is. But anyway, I had that seed, as juvenile as it was, and I just want to praise God for allowing me to have those. I have other seeds too that from a youth that he allowed me to keep and keep growing and help pressing me on and looking for the truth, I guess I want to say. It's hard to explain all that, but what I want to say is, you know, just to encourage us, sisters. Well, let me go back to that pin I had before I encourage us in it. So I would wear that pin and people would look at me strange, like, so get this. They're looking at me as a wild, crazy person, doing everything I'm doing, and then I put the name Jesus on me. And I was walking around wanting everybody to see that Jesus was the reason. That's all I had. That's all I knew, is it was supposed to be about him, and nobody was doing anything about him. So I was actually flying a sign for Jesus before I even had a clue and was born again. And it was kind of a rebellious thing. It made me mad. I was an angry person because I didn't have the truth and I hated myself. But I was like, if it's about him, why isn't anybody doing anything? Where is anybody with any answers? And so, yeah, I'm just saying. So I was like in a darkened light. I was pure darkness with a little speck of light, a few specks, if you want to call it, those seeds that God let me have. And now on the other side, praise God, I'm all in the light and I just have little seeds of my flesh I have to keep down. But I just wanted to encourage you on that. You know, the seeds that we have in us, and I know you sisters have had the same thing too, that the Lord has grown in you. Think about those seeds that we might be planting in other people. They may look so far from the truth. They may look like they absolutely want nothing to do with it. But you don't know what's going on inside, because everybody who knew me in my past, they look at me now like, you are insane. Who are you? I was the last person in the world that any of the people I knew, and I knew many, many people, I was the last person they would ever think would be who I am today. So I want to encourage you, sisters, as we go about shining our light, whether how many people get to see it or how few people get to see it, we don't know what those seeds are doing in those people. I had seeds. I don't even know where I got them. Whoever told me, maybe my grandma read the first Genesis 1. I don't know. I mean, because she was like a really devout Lutheran and she did read the Bible. But she was still a Lutheran. So I don't even know where those seeds came from, but God let me have them and he let me hold on to them. And he used them for me to keep pressing through this life. It was like little glimmers of hope or something. It's the only truth I had, little tiny bits. So let that be an encouragement to you, sisters, that our works and our labors are not in vain. They're all to the glory of God. We're here to glorify him. We're here to live our lives for him. We're here to do the works of the ministry that he has for us, shine our light and give the hope to other people, and be that person that if somebody's looking for the truth, that you have all the answers or can get the answers and have people that can help you get them the answers. So we want to always be ready to give an answer for the hope that lies within us, looking for those opportunities, pushing past our flesh to do the best that we can for a lost soul who was me, crawling around in the darkness for all those years of my life with a little glimmer of light here and there. And God gave me all the light. I'm just sharing it with you, sisters. I love you all. Stand fast in the faith and keep pressing on. I'm going to go meet up with Brother Tupos and get a whole bunch of things done today, Lord willing, but I'm just going to do one at a time. All right, I love you, sisters. May God be praised.